Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Miranda?
Yes.
We go from rain to heat to what's going on? Is there something odd meteorologically?
It's the time of the year for this heat. We've got a strong ridge that's dominating much of the central and southern portion of the country that'll start to build in here tomorrow into our area, which is why we will just continue to see our warm up here with, as you mentioned earlier, temperatures into the low 90s. But when you factor in the humidity, because it is pretty humid, as you probably could tell going outside, especially this morning with all the fog around, we're anticipating heat index values to be upwards of 100 degrees or maybe even higher. Friday afternoon, really into Saturday evening.
So when we talk about a heat index, that is very similar to, or just the opposite of, in the winter when we say, it's -2, but it's going to feel like -10 because of the wind.
Exactly. But in this case, we look at the humidity and combine that with the temperature. But yep, you got it.
So when we talk these temperatures and you mentioned humidity, that's also one of the biggest differences, say, of that type of temperature in our area versus, say, somewhere like Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be very oppressive, very muggy. The air will feel very soupy, as if it kind of already does, but we'll just factor in warmer temperature into that mix.
Soupy, so, yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Soupy. That's a really good definition. I like that. I'm not sure if that is a scientific term or not, but I like it. I'm going to use it. So it's going to start on Friday, and then how long will we feel those kinds of heat indexes and high temperatures?
So especially Friday afternoon, and then, temperatures Friday night, we'll start to see, obviously, a break as the sun goes down. But we are going to remain in the mid-70s overnight Friday night, so it will be warm. So if you don't have air conditioning, just be aware that it won't cool off like we expect it to, especially Friday evening. And then on Saturday, we're anticipating another very warm day. Sunday, maybe a little bit better just because we've got the pattern's changing. We've got an increased chance for showers and thunderstorms, but nonetheless, it will remain warm into Sunday, and then by Monday, we'll see a much-needed break with highs upper 70s, low 80s. So, and we're anticipating to be below average in terms of temperatures Monday through the remainder of next week.
And so when we talk about these high temperatures, I think a lot of times we assume once we get to a certain temperature, there is a greater likelihood of rain or thunderstorms. Is that a misconception?
No, I think that's a good thought, because we've got the heat, we've got the moisture, so we've got ingredients in place for, an unstable atmosphere, and we are anticipating, several disturbances coming in aloft at upper levels, which will help trigger showers and thunderstorms. And then this will all come to an end as a cold front actually moves through later in the weekend and into early part of Monday. So, you're right. You're right to assume that with this type of weather, we often have the chance or the increasing chance for a thunderstorm development.
Now, I tend to, when it gets this hot, I tend to use that as an excuse to do a lot of things. Like, I can't go outside and work in the garden. It's too hot. I'm guessing I'm not alone in that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even know if that's an excuse or that's just smart thinking. If you don't need to be out there, or if you do need to be outside, just exercise caution, maybe limit your activity, drink plenty of water, stay hydrated, just typical things like that, just to ensure that you can get through the weekend, okay.
Indeed. Miranda Fullerton, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for joining us today. Even if it was hot news, we still needed to know about it. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.